The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Tuesday, we got the band back together. You're looking live at a cleaned up Tostitos Championship Plaza. No more Christmas gifts on the plaza. Outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where, fellas, it's cold.
It's cold.
It's 44 degrees, but the wind's blowing like 20 miles an hour. The high is 48. The low is, what's the low? Hang on, what are you doing? What's the low? Low's 33. Yeah.
Now, why are you shooting a bird at my phone?
It's chilly. that's my scroll finger.
And you don't have to worry about what the weather's going to be this Sunday, because it's going to be indoors.
My goodness.
That's Shannon. He's Nate. This is Kurt in the back. Chris Beam keeping us up and live. I am Zaddy Holly, and we are back together, and we make Hanging with the Boys the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People
feel.
We run over folks.
When
we run over folks.
Brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Just looking at me like.
Missed you guys yesterday.
Wow, we
ow!
We hurting folks, boy. We hurting folks.
Broke my knuckles.
People don't understand how big Nate's hands are, though. Like, you know,
and how strong.
Like, Nate's still strong. Like,
you strong. You almost snatched me down 2 weeks ago.
Just because you got an unstable heel.
Look, even when he's joking around and he kind of like, you know, hey, and he put one of them paws on you like this, you'd be like, I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah, and somebody a little like me, he does that, and it moves me a foot or so.
Man.
That's the one thing about being a smaller human is
can't relate.
I know. And I'm going to tell you why it sucks, because you can't relate. Like, even though, like, I'm decently built for a 5'9 guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
5'9. 5'9. Come on.
Start that nonsense.
I will get the measuring tape out right now.
5'9.
Yes.
Wow.
If Deuce Vaughn is 5'6, I am 5'10.
5'9.
But, like, when somebody bigger than you, like, just joking with you, they just hit me. Come on, man. It moves you because you ain't got enough ass to stay planted. So, like, even though, like, and then you get off balance, you're like, all right, now that just made me like a pump. Like, okay.
Right.
I had a roommate that was, he was 6'5", and we, you know, we'd go out, we'd mess around, and he, you know, hit me or do something. And I mean, it would, and I'd be, all right, I can't.
Let me get another drink. So I can blame it on what I was drinking and not
right to the bar. Yeah. Push right to the bar.
So did you wear this in honor of Isaiah today? Because you got the all black on with the purple knit hat. Are you burying him? Is that what you're doing?
No, man.
Is there any symbolism in that outfit?
No, it was by accident. It was.
Yeah, how does that relate to Isaiah? Did I miss something?
Washington, man.
Oh,
big Washington guy. Yeah. He went down to the national championship, got his heart broke last night.
Yeah. I put on a sweatsuit this morning. I was like, man, it's a lot of black. Let me give a little bit of pop of color. So I put on the first hat that I saw. It was the Scully.
Mm-hmm.
So I put on the lavender.
They say
Scully.
Isaiah been missing, man. He went with his kids. I'm like, I've been looking for Isaiah, man. When they won last week, we got a lot of tweets, a lot of face, a lot
pictures
of
pictures.
Yeah, a lot of X.
You want me to call him to make sure he's alive?
Yeah, just, man, somebody go out and find Isaiah Stanback.
Wellness check.
Yeah.
So you got that outfit. Nate's, look, Kurt, did you notice Nate's sweatshirt?
Cowboy 61.
That's original.
Yeah,
that's
old school, man.
That's from back in his playing days.
Yeah.
There are some folks that are watching today that sweatshirt is older than.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yes.
It's so – what makes it unique is it's kind of janky. It's got the stitched on letters, but then it's got the screen printed number.
Yeah,
so I can always get that updated.
Yeah, that tells you that it came cowboy like that. That was a cowboy Nike hoodie, and then they like to and everybody got one, but to tell who's was who.
What are we doing here?
Nate had to go ahead and get the 61 put on.
You hot? What are you? If
I was hot, I'd be home with mama.
Hey,
all right.
What is that on the back?
Pro-Line Authentic.
Oh, that's on the back of the back of the collar.
Yeah,
what's the tag on the inside?
That's what I was looking for. That's Nike, though.
Well, Nike.
That's Nike.
Yeah.
That's
Nike. When we first got with them.
Oh, wow.
That's 61. That's the Mike McCoy.
That's when him and Jerry and Dion were hanging out.
That's the Bucky special right there. That's how you, awesome. That's how you decipher whose hoodie is who.
Yeah, that thing, that's authentic. That's real. That's real, real. Yeah. You know what else is real, real? Our predictions for the year. Waited for y'all to get back. So
15,
Do y'all remember?
15-2. That's what I went. Two ties.
I probably was the best.
I think I was 13-3.
And I put names out to the left, and I don't remember what that was for. Neither does Chris, but they're all offensive guys except Nate. He took the field, and I don't remember what it was, if it was going to be our
MVP
or what. But we'll go through that, too.
Do I get to pat myself on the back here?
There's a little bit of back patting going on.
Let's go.
Jesse, Kurt, and Shannon all picked them to finish 12-5. Oh, how about that? Let's go.
Even though y'all lost faith during the year.
Chris, we didn't lose faith.
Chris came in a close second at 13-4. Nate was actually really close, 15-0-2.
We were never close to a tie.
0-2.
Philadelphia, you messed me over.
There was never a point in time of the year where it was actually a thought.
And then, out to the left, I have these names that maybe y'all will remember. Yeah. Maybe this will jog your memory. Jesse had Ferg, which he stole Nate's guy.
Right.
Yeah, crickets.
Kurt had Lamb. I had Pollard. Chris had Cooks, and Nate had the field. So I don't remember what that. Maybe who's going to lead touchdowns? Maybe.
I do have something for you guys.
Well, that's Lamb that did that.
Yeah. What you got?
I did find Isaiah, and he's on the phone right now. So.
Let's check on him.
Here he is.
Well, I know. At least you were better than Nui. Yesterday, Nui was so messed up, man, with his writing. And, they wore Nui out, man. He knew it had nothing right yesterday.
Zeke, what's up, brother?
What's up with you fellas, man? Y'all good?
We're good. Are you good? Are you okay?
Man, you know what? I have 4 hours in the car to gather my thoughts and get my mind right. I'm okay.
Is this Isaiah?
Yeah.
Yes, it's Isaiah.
Ooh, man, I was so worried, Isaiah. You okay?
Come on, man. You know I don't run from nothing, big dog.
Okay, all right. Hey, all right. All right. Well, thanks, Chris.
Hey, my boys had a chance, man, and they fumbled the bag. So that's it. That's all you can ever ask for is to have an opportunity. They had that. They just didn't have a good showing, man. Quarterback had a bad day, had happy feet. O-line was holding. It was just an all-around bad showing. And even with that bad showing, them boys still had that Debo window cracked open for an opportunity, and they just didn't take advantage.
How was the scene? How was Houston?
Houston wasn't bad, man. It was a lot of people down there, that's for sure. You know, that town is spread out like crazy, but it seemed like everybody was kind of congregated all in the same space. But it was a good time. I had opportunity to spend some time with my son, just one-on-one, driving down there, and obviously him having an opportunity to experience that type of, you know, high energy atmosphere and highly competitive. And, you know, it was pretty awesome, man. And I, on top of all that, I had an opportunity to sit next to my guy, Warren Moon, and we're pretty much doing the same thing the whole game, just talking through situations, and it was just an all-around good experience, man.
It's a little light flex right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Nah, who we hanging with?
That's a nice light flex. That's a nice light pectoral flex right there.
Listen, man, you got to flex the pectorals. But whenever you have opportunity to sit there with your idol, right, the man who really paved the way for you, he was the first African-American quarterback at the University of Washington, and I was the second. Right. And then I get the opportunity to have my son in between the three of us. That was a pretty dope moment, man. So I was able to get a picture with all three of us, and really just spending that time with the both of those guys was pretty dope.
That is cool. I was going to ask you if you got any kind of special access, but that pretty much trumps anything you could have done on the field. So
I'm not that guy, man. I think they had sideline passes and all that for me, but I'm not that guy, man. I like being tucked off and chill. You know, I like to be just a spectator and kind of just blend in with everybody else.
So did your son get a chance to that during that day? Because you said you needed to get there so that son can experience that day of how they do things around the stadium and stuff. That game day experience.
We did not get the experience of this time around. When I took him to the Pac-12 championships a couple of weeks back, we did all that, obviously because the weather was nice and all that jazz. But this time it was pouring down, raining, thunderstorms. It was nasty.
Okay.
So you really just wanted to get up in there and get out of there. Even when we were leaving, it was thunderstorms. So it was bad weather, unfortunately. Today, of course, it's bright and sunny. But he did have opportunity to experience that a few weeks back. So I'm happy for that.
Wow.
Well, thanks for answering the phone, man. We were talking about you before the show, and Jesse wore all black and a purple beanie.
Yes.
And we asked him if there was any hidden meaning in that.
Respect, Jesse, man. I appreciate you, brother.
I was mourning for you, brother. I was mourning.
It'd be like that sometimes, man. But you know, when you miss your opportunity, Jesse, dog, you know you can't mourn, dog. You know, you just got to take your L and you move on to the next opportunity.
Hey, you know, but Kyle, have you spoken with Kyle, because he say he's been searching for you?
Man, yeah, they try to say that I was avoiding them, man. I told them, I called in this morning, texted in, all that. They try to act like I was running from the smoke. I want the smoke.
Good man.
Since we don't get to visit with you very much, what are your thoughts on the game this weekend, the Cowboys and the Packers?
Yeah, I feel good. I think, you know, Nate and I have had some great conversations. This is the best situation for the Cowboys, obviously barring injuries and things of that nature that have taken place. But I personally think this is the best matchup that you could have hoped for, Green Bay. I don't think that they're running the ball effectively. I think that their passing game is okay. I don't think Jordan Love knows who he is, nor does their organization. So I think there's a great opportunity not only to play at home, but a great opportunity to disrupt their momentum that they have over there in Green Bay. And then, you know, hopefully you're in a position to have a second home game if you're able to get past these guys. So in terms of the path that Dallas has right now, and the first opponent that they have on the docket, man, you couldn't hope for anything better. Now you just got to get these guys to make sure that they hone in on their assignments, cut out all the storylines that are surrounding this and all the emotions, and go out there and take care of business.
And it started with the coach. By the coach, I'm going, I'm not talking about Green Bay. I'm talking only of the Cowboys. What'd you think of that?
I love it. I love it because he understands that this can easily get derailed, and that the focus can get swayed to him, or it can get swayed to the Cowboys organization and what happened, you know, obviously with the Dez catch and all those things. There's a whole lot of different storylines that can really kind of go down the wormhole, but ultimately what you need to focus on is taking care of these guys regardless of how good you think they are or how they got in the playoffs. Listen, they're in the playoffs. Now you got to go out there and take care of them like you would anybody else.
And what is your expectation for this team? NFC Championship, Super Bowl? Like, how far you think this team is going to go?
It really depends on how it lays out. I mean, right now, I think they have a great path. I mean, you look at some of the opponents that are in the NFC playoff bracket, and the ones that you have to be concerned about outside of Green Bay, obviously being the first on your schedule, you know, you face them. You know, you face the Philly, you face the Detroit, you face the San Fran. So having that experience and that game tape to go back and review and knowing how your personnel matches up, knowing how your previous game plan worked or didn't work, all those things are huge advantages to the Cowboys.
All right, Isaiah. Well, thanks for checking in, man. We're glad you're doing okay. It's good talking to you.
Yes, and I called I just texted the local milk carton company and tell them that you're okay.
All right, fellas.
And if you need to kill about an hour and a half, you know you can call Nate and he'll take that whole thing up and call him on the phone.
Absolutely.
So, God bless, bro.
All right, man, we'll see you.
All right, fellas, be good.
Thanks, Isaiah. All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, let's talk some football on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And before we get into the rundown, since we're on the subject of, you know, picking wins and losses in the schedule and all that good stuff, why don't we just do a impromptu postseason schedule? So they have a possibility of what? 1-2 NFC Championship.
Ain't no possibility.
And Super Bowl.
Ain't no possibility.
So you can pick any you can pick 0-1, 1-1, 2-1, 4-0.
See, this is Cowboy stuff I'm talking about, y'all.
This
fan stuff that they sit around.
Nate, we have not been in this position since I have been around this team.
We got two home games.
Right. Else would we have when we have an opportunity to pick the playoffs?
How old
like
are
this?
You? Okay, I was. We had Super Bowls since you was a grown man, so don't do that. Don't do that. Don't go back. Don't regress.
We're not going back. Okay. I just want to know.
We are 2-0 as of now. We are 2-0.
And your expectation this year was 2-1.
2-0.
No, your expectation was
we get to the NFC Championship game and anything can happen.
And if you lose it, you'd be
No. Stop.
In the playoffs.
Stop. I like your shirt.
Why are you looking at me?
Like
are you sizing me up? It looks like you're about to punch me.
No. I like your camouflage. Yeah, I mean, I like what you're doing, but you're going down the wrong, as my man would say, rabbit hole. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What are you,
Jess? I want to hear what you gotta say. We don't want to get what you gotta say.
I didn't say anything.
No, what you gotta say?
Jesse's the question.
Jesse's still fasting. He does not have the mental capacity for you to bounce.
He's juicing now. Yeah,
I got juice flowing.
Okay, let's do whatever you say. Let's go.
We know what you gonna say.
I'm 2-1. I'm 2-0 right now. I'm 2-0 right now. Right now.
2-0.
Cowboy, Green Bay, and then Tampa Bay. Whoever.
And then a DNP. And then whatever. Yeah. What do you think, Kurt?
I do think they get by these first two at home.
Okay.
After that.
Boom Bop Boys in California.
That's going to be a tough one. Let's hope somebody knocks them off.
So you're going 2-1?
As of now, that would probably be my.
All right. So Kurt's going to go 2-1.
Nate's,
that's right. 2-0. And then
Nate's going 2-0 and then TBD. Okay. Yeah. Jesse, what do you think?
2-1.
Stop, man.
Jesse's going 2-1. Chris, what you got?
You want me to tell you what's going to happen?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to beat Green Bay.
Okay.
And Tampa Bay is going to beat Philly.
What? And we're going to beat Tampa Bay.
Real quick. I'm not finished. Los Angeles is going to beat Detroit.
Oh.
So LA is going to go and play San Francisco.
They're going to knock them off?
They're going to knock them off. We're going to beat Tampa. NFC Championship game here. Well, we already seen that story.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We go Super Bowl.
All right.
So are they going to win the Super Bowl?
So he got them 4-0.
Are they going 3-1 or
4-0? He got them 4-0. He told you what he said.
We'll revisit this on Radio Row.
Hey, sir, boy, yeah, sir. Right. 3-0, baby. Right.
So he's
3-0.
He's going 3-0 and TBD, and I'm going I'm going with
looking scared.
I'm going with that side of the table.
What you feeling?
I'm going 2-1.
As a Cowboy fan, I'm feeling.
Is that good? That'd be a successful season. If
I think it's
there.
Yeah. Wild, I think hugely successful. Moral victory.
I do too.
Not moral victory.
No,
I'd rather get beat to death than that. No, ain't no moral victory.
Come out of that.
Not a moral victory. But I think if you make it, I mean, I think if any of us would have said,
if we get to
except
the,
Jesse was like Super Bowl or bust. But I think NFC Championship game, and you lose, mission accomplished this year.
No, it ain't. That's not the mission.
Stop saying that's the mission. They did not gather together to start OTAs.
And go, we want
and the mission
lose.
Goes, boy, sure, I had to get to the NFC Championship game and take an L.
Miss it by one game.
That's not the mission.
You get
the
to the NFC Championship game.
Right.
Anything can happen.
I shouldn't have said mission. As a fan, I would be happy. I would be happy with the season getting to the NFC Championship game. And then the next year, it's Super Bowl or bust. From then on out. Just as a fan. As a team, I get it, Jesse. As a team, that's your goal every year, and you don't stop until you reach that goal. I get it. But as a fan.
Until someone stop you. You right. Don't stop. And one thing I like about the NCAAs, and I like about the NFL.
There's only one NCAA.
Whatever.
You're talking about the games, NCAAs, playoffs, whatever.
Mr. Perfect. I like the one game scenarios. I like it. You either win or you lose and you go home. It's over. I love that situation.
That's the same thing as the NFL playoffs.
No. That's what I said.
What?
You just didn't understand it.
I'm so confused right now.
The NCAAs
A's.
And the NFL, I like their playoffs.
You didn't say that the last time.
What did I say last time?
You said you like the NCAAs.
Yes.
And the one loss, mm-hmm. And you're done.
You didn't mention the NFL.
Okay, well, NFL. I almost said what I normally say in the street. I'm not going to say what I normally say in the street.
As opposed to what, though?
I like it. The one, you either win
opposed
or go
to
home.
Basketball, yeah, right?
Where yeah.
The best
well,
of five,
well, baseball,
the best of seven,
and it's eight, oh, nine games.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah. Mm. Where it's not a. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank y'all for the. I'm just so hyped, man.
It took a long way to get to what you were trying to say. We could have got there.
I don't want to do it. I can't do it your way, Jess. I can't do it your way.
You're right. Your way is much better.
My way is
it's
more
funny.
Funnier.
Yes, it is.
It's more entertaining.
It absolutely
true.
Is.
True. Agree.
We all agree.
Just takes a while to get there.
I don't always follow along.
Yeah,
we agree.
We get there. We get there nonetheless.
Come on, Bubbles. Stop, Bubbles.
Bubbles. That was my favorite character on The Wire.
Really?
Bubbles. Yeah.
I like
that guy.
I got one person else that wants to make a prediction, okay?
Who is that?
They called in.
Oh. Who is
from
the
Kansas
past?
City, actually, Miss Dia Wall.
Hey, what's
up, Dia? What's going on,
Dia?
From Chris's lips to God's ears. I heard that, and I just had to be like, oh my God, that would be phenomenal. Y'all are going to be upset, though. I think we're going to have to beat the Niners in the NFC Championship game to go to the Super Bowl.
So you two and one as well.
So
huh?
You two and one with me and Jesse and Kurt.
Yeah, man, I definitely the Eagles are not in shape to beat anybody right now. I agree with Chris all the way up to, but I think it's going to be us and the Niners. And I think we are actually going to dominate them.
The
in
Niners
the NFC championship. Yeah.
Oh, so she's not 2-1. She's 3-0
at least. Wow.
No, at least.
TBD.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bold. It's a bold.
And I'm not the optimistic fan, but I just feel like if it's right in front of you, the Niners are going to be the team you got to beat, and you're going to have to beat them handily.
Walk the street. That's why. Walk right down the sidewalk. I'm with you, sister.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We looking at a Cowboys-Chiefs Super Bowl?
Ooh. I would have to take all the Xanax.
What would you do then?
Because I would be wearing Cowboys blue for 2 weeks straight, fellas. Ooh. There is not a doubt. No, I mean, absolutely love the Chiefs. It just doesn't feel like I just don't see them getting past the Ravens. They just look really tough. So, no, I don't see it being the Chiefs' year, but I am 100% on board. I think the Cowboys, the floor is the NFC Championship.
Nice.
There we go.
Nice. Optimism.
Optimism flowing through the bloods
I like
of
it.
The peoples.
I'm just glad she was listening.
I know. What are you doing up there these days, Dia?
You know what? I am actually
You should be packing up to come back to DFW.
We are. My last day here is February 15th. I start at WFA down south on February 26th. And so definitely looking forward to being back. I have already forewarned my husband. If the Cowboys when the Cowboys make it to the NFC Championship, I will be there.
Oh,
with nice. Bells on.
Ooh,
congrats.
There you go.
So, right.
Yeah.
This is the big question, though.
Ready.
Better barbecue.
Ooh.
Kansas City.
Dallas.
Well, okay. She said.
Dallas.
Okay.
Absolutely. They know that. Here's the deal. They make some excellent ribs in Kansas City. Excellent barbecue. But we eat ours dry. Sauce is bigger
up in Kansas City.
I feel like I need to taste the smokiness of the meat. Nobody makes brisket better than we do in Texas.
I would agree with that.
Kurt, you agree? Kansas City native?
Kansas City's more of the sauce.
And we're all a little cuckoo.
They're good up there. But
it's good.
Yeah.
I like my brisket. I want to taste the meat and then decide if I need sauce.
Better.
Dia, ribs are really good in a crock pot, too, just so you know.
It's slower the better.
It'd be your own people.
I met somebody the other night who does ribs in a crock pot.
Put your ribs in a crock pot. I'm telling you, low and slow, fall off the bone.
No.
Fall off the bone. I'm telling y'all.
No.
Jesse does his in the crock pot.
All right. Okay. I'm going to have to.
I'm going to get with you.
Okay. All right. When I'm done with my fast, I'm going to make some. I'm going to bring them up here to y'all. And let y'all taste them.
All right, Dia, before we let you go, crazier fan base, Chiefs or Cowboys?
Cowboys all day, but that's because it's bigger.
Game day might be the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Now, I don't disagree in that. Yeah. I have the utmost respect for Chiefs Kingdom, man. It's going to be 7 degrees. That's the high for the game this coming Saturday. And they're going to be out there with bells on. It'll be a full sellout. The fans are going to be loud and raucous from the time the kick starts until the clock hits zero. And I have the utmost respect for a fan base, man. Like, I'll never take it away from them, the success they've had, because I feel like we kind of relate. You're hungry to get back to the top, the mountaintop. So, no, I love Chiefs Kingdom. They're a little crazy sometimes, but there's no secret. I'm a card-carrying member of Cowboys Nation.
Aren't we all a little crazy sometimes, Dia?
You know it. Y'all be easy, fellas. Thanks for letting me chat.
Hey, thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. Welcome back. Yeah. Let us know when you get back. You have to come on the show.
Yeah, I would love to. Y'all have a good day, fellas.
All right, see ya.
Just for those who don't know, Dia started with the Cowboys. She worked in our TV department. Now she's big time TV TV anchor up in Kansas City.
Yeah.
One of the news stations.
Is she sports or just?
No, she's news.
News.
News. News. No, she's like the night news person.
And she's coming back here to work for WFA.
So that's big.
Good job. Yeah. Dia, let's go.
I'm really going to tell you something.
She is right when it comes to that noise. But Kansas City is it.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the way she liked it. Never mind.
Nah, I was on that too. You saw, I looked at it.
I was like, you know what?
You know, leave it alone.
Let's not do that. Let's not get ourselves really canceled.
Yeah. I went to the playoff game. They got beat by Cincinnati. Was that 2 years ago?
I remember you left the show for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Went up there for that. And yeah, they
see where your heart at.
I wanted to see a playoff game, Nate. I had to go to Kansas City.
They lost the game.
Yeah. So you took that cowboy up there with you.
Shannon's not allowed at AT&T Stadium the next 2 weeks. So, any of y'all going to the game this weekend? Or y'all all doing shows, huh? Where y'all doing?
Yeah, we working from there.
Pre-game? Y'all doing it from the stadium?
Yeah.
Nice.
They told me Nate was a diva, boy. They told me Nate was a diva.
He didn't want to do it outside.
Oh, they said Nate was a diva.
About what? When?
About doing it outside.
I was about to cry.
Do you know?
They appealed to the old man.
They said diva Nate came out when they had to work outside. It was cold. They said, boy, we didn't know Nate had that much diva in him. Thought she was a wide receiver at first.
I went to crying, bro. Let's go inside.
Ooh. Let's see. Sunday. You ready for this, Nate?
Yeah.
The high is 38. Ooh. Not terrible.
Is the wind blowing?
Not good.
The wind is not blowing.
But see, the thing you have
to remember. But the low 9 degrees.
Oh. The 38.
Is that Dallas?
Yes. Yeah. On Sunday.
I ain't fat as I used to be, fellas.
The 38 is a sitting 38, right?
Yes.
It's one thing if I'm moving. If I'm up and I'm moving. But to sit there, I've done the pregame show for the flagship for 7 seasons, and we were outside a lot of the time. Sitting there is what gets you. It's not that it's just cold. It's like if I can move around, I'll be fine. But you have to just sit there stationary.
Especially if that sun goes behind the
And I'm going to tell you what the killer is. You don't want to have your nose start running. You can't. That one gets me. You know about to run, and you be like, it is irritated, and you don't want.
And you got gloves on, you're like, where do I put it? Like, on my sleeve, my gloves.
And you can't go.
Well, y'all have fun with that. Have fun with that.
We inside, man. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Derek. Man, I'm finna make up a skew, dog.
So y'all inside?
We inside.
Oh, they moved
you. Right. Yeah, thank you, bro.
Nate complained enough that they moved him inside.
Take care, brother.
I told you.
So where will y'all be?
I don't care.
I do not care.
Not outside. What are you doing a pregame?
Yeah, I'll be at Walk-Ons in Arlington off I-20.
Yeah.
Very cool. Pregame and postgame?
Yes, and halftime.
He works now.
Let's go.
This is works.
All the Philly fans going to be there, too?
It'd
be nice if they were.
That game's on Monday, right? No, late on that night. They might be. They might be coming. What time does Philly play?
They're the noon game that day, aren't they? Sunday? I mean,
they might be.
May stay over.
But they were quiet last week.
Oh,
they were quiet.
They were quiet last week.
They just
were quiet.
See their season just deteriorating.
Man, let me tell you.
They're the night game. Monday night.
Okay, yeah, they won't be there.
So they won't be there.
Irrelevant.
Where are you going to be, Kurt? Where are you watching?
I'm working from home.
Working from home. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll join y'all on Monday, and we'll talk about the game, and then I'm getting out of this 8-degree weather.
Cowboy victory.
I'm going to remind y'all every day from now until I leave that I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, so next week I'll be hosting?
Yes.
You will be.
Yep. I'll be here Monday. You got it the rest of the week.
Well, Kurt, I guess we won't be here either.
No. It's going to be Cowboy storyline hanging with the boys. It's just a caller calling in.
Yeah, Jesse. My question is, don't even worry about it. I'm going to ask you.
It'll be unfiltered with Jesse Holly.
With phone calls.
Be the first call-in show ever that only took one phone call for a 45-minute show.
And he answered one question. Yeah.
All right, let's take our last break. When we come back,
we're going to have a great
time. More harassment of Jesse. Yes, sir.
And he still ain't gave us his opinion.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the last segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. And you want to know some Super Bowl odds since we're talking about the playoffs and Super Bowl? Let's do...
We don't put down betting, though.
Huh?
We don't...
No, not at all. This is just a... This is what Vegas says the favorites
should be. Per contract that we signed.
Yes. No, not at all. Let's do the... conferences first. The Ravens are the favorite in the AFC at plus 140. The Bills are second at plus 280, and the Chiefs at plus 450. NFC, 49ers minus 120, favorite to win the NFC. Cowboys plus 300, Eagles plus 700. That may have changed. I think I screenshotted this. No, I screenshotted it yesterday. So, and then for Super Bowl, San Fran's your favorite at plus 225. Baltimore at plus 325, Buffalo is your third favorite at plus 650, and then Dallas at plus 750. So there you go. Dallas is in the mix, top four betting favorite team there.
It's interesting that San Francisco are over the Ravens, because Ravens thumped them out there in San Francisco, didn't they?
They did.
Who knows?
Maybe they think you can't do it twice.
Maybe.
What are y'all's thoughts on a lot of talk? Is it distracting for Coach Quinn to, I think it came out today that he's going to be allowed to interview for other head coaching jobs?
At least three so far.
Yeah, is that a distraction to the team, or is that a go get your bag, coach? We'll hold it down.
Second or third year? He used to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the team used to it. It's business as usual
is
now.
Is it more just time management, like when can I go and when do I have the time to game plan and all that?
Because you got Zoom now. They even Zoom meeting. So, it's so many ways now you can make this thing happen. And everybody knows who Dan Quinn is. It's not like he's a new guy on the block. Like, it's going to be some new guys on the block. They're going to zoom them real quick, and it ain't going to be too long before the plane get to moving. But him, everybody knows Dan Quinn from being a head coach, from being a Super Bowl winning coordinator before this. Go to a Super Bowl, they know Dan Quinn. I mean, the NFL does.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then go ahead, Kirk.
Well, just probably where you were headed. Surprised the Will McClay notes coming out that he's looking at – he might interview some other jobs. Apparently, the Panthers and Commanders both want to interview him about being GM.
And Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that people are interested in him. I'm surprised that he's looking.
That's the thing, yeah.
I don't think he's looking.
You don't think?
I think that they call his agent, and his agent, you know, say, hey, it's maybe more time to make somebody else come up off some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big dog upstairs may be like, okay, we ain't, oh.
Because there's no better bargaining chip than the thought of,
right.
Okay, wait, right up there in the nation's capital.
Yes.
They have a new owner. They're bringing in, they probably have a new coach. And the thought of your employees going up there to work and rebuild something that's in your division that could wind up thumping you year after year probably is just like, I'm not letting that happen.
You may get Quinn, but you ain't getting this one.
You're not getting them both.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not letting that happen. How much, Mr. McClay, would you?
But you wonder, at some point, do you want the title, you know, the recognition?
From Will's standpoint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Standpoint.
Yeah.
What you think, bro?
I mean, I'm not doing the Dan Quinn thing this year because I got killed last year for doing it. I was like, oh, he's gone. He's out of here. Yeah. He's out of here.
Right.
And he came back and they was like, shut up. So
Jesse, whatever, you're always wrong.
Whatever happened with Dan Quinn, my brother, Godspeed to you. God bless you, and I hope nothing but the best for you, whether that's in Dallas or somewhere else. But for Will McClay, I mean, yeah, why not? I mean, you see what he's able to build here in Dallas over the years, even with this regime under Mike McCarthy, 12-win seasons never happened in Cowboys history. Yeah. And all the people who've come through here, the coaches, the players, it's never happened. So teams have to look at that and go, this guy can be someone who can come here and help us build the next, you know, really good football team in the National Football League. So, but I'm more like Nate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm taking those calls.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking those calls because, but eventually he's going to go.
At some point
in time, he's going to be like, all right, guys, I've always said, you know, when this kid gets out of high school and he doesn't have to worry about, you know, where he's at and he's in college, I think that's when Will goes.
Yeah, Chris, you're close to that scouting personnel world. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think he probably stays right now just because of what Jesse just said.
Yeah, family.
Of course.
Yeah.
Boy, I just like when Chris going to that low voice mode.
He's kind of, you know what?
He's real
like,
guarded.
Shannon,
he's
thanks
real,
for putting me on the spot.
Yeah, he's real guarded.
clear my throat. Sorry about that, Chris.
No, you're okay.
You can't always say no comment.
No.
No, he got a comment.
I don't think he's going to go anywhere. I mean, I'll ask him if you want me to.
Yeah, well, sure. Ask him and then come on the show tomorrow and be like, I called Will and Will said this. So everyone calm down. Or everyone get
call
released.
Will and say flex. Going anywhere?
Flex, yeah. That's like no. Flex right there. I'll
yeah.
call him.
Yeah, it'd be like, Will, this is going on the air. So tell me what you want to say. Tell me what you want to say.
I could get him on the air.
Yeah, we could get him on the show, probably.
Yeah, we'll get on the show.
Maybe might be a little busy this week, but at some point we could. What's the plan for shows, Chris? If this
you got
just,
me, my man.
If things go sideways,
we're gonna keep rolling until this thing stop.
We're yep. Go do
at least after
I think Super
the
Bowl?
Week after.
Yeah.
After we're done. I don't know if we'll, you know.
We ain't gonna be done for a while. Baby.
Once a week,
we do a whole week.
But I do we need to talk about this right now?
Probably
no.
Why not.
Yeah, because we're going every day.
No, we're not jinxing
into the Super Bowl.
We're reverse jinxing it. We're putting it into the universe,
speaking it into existence.
Yeah, and then that way it doesn't happen. You know, you talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
To get the elephant out of the room?
No, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, me either.
Never heard that before.
All I know is we got 15 more shows. We got 15 more shows, at least 13 or 14 more shows. Five a week.
Love doing them.
13. All right, you know what? Let me bail myself out. When we go to the Super Bowl, are all the shows going to Radio Row?
I would hope.
That'd be nice, huh?
Be nice.
Yeah, but hold on.
We have to go a lot.
Ask
longer,
Jesse, is he going
to
be a part of us if we go to Radio
Jesse
Row?
Jesse be like, I don't know if I can do that.
With Jesse, will you be with us if we go to Radio Row? It all
yeah,
depends.
Jesse.
Are they covering the room and booking the room and flight? Yeah, I'm not paying my own room and flight to go. That's an interesting question.
That would be fun. That would be a fun
I should flex
like
and call Derek and ask. No, I'm like.
Call him on the air.
Dex, what's up? What's up? Eagleton? It's all up to Eagleton and his group.
They ain't going to cut that. They don't want to cut that check. Mm.
They're going to cut it.
That's a lot of rooms.
They're going to cut it.
That is
yeah,
a
but that's
in
a lot
Vegas.
Of, that's a lot of podcasts and a lot of people listening.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
A lot of sponsorship.
A lot of sponsorship
there, buddy.
We Flavor gets its wings.
Man, if we went, if we go to Radio Row, we got to make this show 3 hours a day.
I agree.
We can't just do an hour. We got too much talent and too much to talk about.
And the thing is you'll be people walking around. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah, we like got to go with the with the wireless mic. We got
to Nate trying to, you know.
Oh, I'll be snatching up some
folks. As long as the numbers make sense.
People are trying to snatch you up. It's a problem.
Yeah. Man, that'd be fun.
Three-time Super Bowl champion.
Let's go. I want to go. That makes me want
to
go.
So go over there and talk to them 60 brothers and sisters.
You need to go give them some pregame speeches. Get them fired up.
They know what's at stake. They know what's at stake, man.
Yeah.
Chris, you done had all the situations, but you never had this one here. The only one better is to have the best record in the league. You got the second best prize.
You've never been set up like this since you left.
That's
to,
right.
To have this path. It's right there in front of you.
Sure about that?
Huh?
I mean, twice they've...
They haven't had...
They've been the number one seed.
But they haven't had... Have they?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Giants beat us. Remember, that's
the Giants rolled
through. 07 and 06 in 16.
Oh, yeah.
Twice they've had number one seed.
Block that out your mind, like you said. Block that out your mind.
People keep talking about this is the easiest path they've had, and I'm kind of wondering, well...
It's the voice of reason side right here.
Well, the reason it was the easiest path, because you got to win.
I refuse to acknowledge that.
You don't have to, because they lost.
Neither one of the years.
That 1 year. What year was that like, oh... It was the Giants year. Was that 07?
Mm-hmm.
When we were going. We were.
Oh, yeah. Our team was loaded.
We were, yeah.
Was that the year that we lost to the Patriots?
Mm-hmm. That was the year the Giants beat us.
No, the year we lost to the Patriots during the regular season.
I think so. To go back to that.
Yeah, I forgot. Thanks for bringing up old stuff, Kurt.
Kurt, good for that.
It's giving you perspective.
I had some real...
You thought you was going. You thought you.
Now his head hurt.
Now my head hurts.
No, we didn't play the Patriots that year.
Thank God.
Yeah, we did. We lost 31-28.
And I told my wife, I said, "That's a playoff team. This is what we'll see in the playoffs, and this is what possibly happens." She like looked at me like, "We got the number one seed." I said, "Trust me, trust me."
Mm. Well, Kurt, anything you want to hit on before we go?
No, belated happy birthday, man.
Yeah, we wish you happy birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Man. I had to look up.
Yeah, we hollered you out 3-4 times, and you still didn't acknowledge, man. Mm-hmm. But you was doing work.
I was.
You was doing work.
I was working.
Anna, happy birthday, to
Roxanne Medina. Happy birthday,
okay,
Rox. Yeah.
If y'all wanna, happy if, to Bubbles.
If anybody
that he's clear today.
All good.
If anybody wants to buy me lunch when I'm done with my fast, please just let me know. I'll send you my Cash App. We can start. You know.
My man called in yesterday. Say thank you for giving him your Cash App, Muhammad.
Man. Yeah, I'm all for that.
when you're done with your fast, we need to have a group lunch.
Crock pot or ribs?
Let me shout crock pot ribs.
When you done, end of the month.
Yep.
Okay.
So you're only 9 days in, huh?
Nine.
So February the
feeling all right.
I'm tired.
Ooh. February 1st, we should all do tea. We should do a team lunch. Celebrate.
And let's invite Nui because evidently he can't write very well. All the degrees he got yesterday and messed up his show so bad.
Mm. All right, fellas, good stuff. We almost got to 2 or 3 points on the rundown. Kurt, good seeing you. Glad you guys are
you
back.
You know what tomorrow is, right? Cowboys offense, Green Bay smashed up defense.
Mm. Smashed up. Chris, thanks for keeping us on
the air.
They
ain't going to run through these dudes.
Thanks for all the celebrity call-ins today. That was fun. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company in the back. My man
Josh.
Thanks for keeping us up on the social channels. We'll be back tomorrow, same time.
Willie boy.
Same place. Cowboys, Packers. Here we go.
We out.
Blockchain.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?